Well, my name is Vince. This is James, and we're talking all things culture, events, tech, gaming, TV, movies, music, you name it. But the question is, why?
Because we live in a crazy world with all sorts of things that are happening. And especially for those of us who are followers of Jesus, we've got to develop the wisdom to understand how to respond to what's happening in our world. Because the reality is that the loudest voices will influence our choices. And hopefully we can find ourselves in a place where the loudest voice is the voice of God's truth as revealed through Jesus.
So this isn't us telling people how to think or what to think. This is just talking about topics.
Yep.
And how would Jesus think about it?
Right, absolutely. And it's just from us doing the best we can to hopefully help you ask better questions instead of just going with whatever the loudest person on social media or in your life happens to be saying at that moment.
So is there any topics that are off limits?
I'm sure that there are.
But we're not there yet.
I don't know what those are.
Yeah, so let's just see what happens and hopefully none of this gets cut. Let's talk music.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so Justin Bieber, Harry Styles, and The Weeknd all released new music videos last week.
Yep.
Did you watch them yet?
No, I only listen to worship music. Oh. I only listen to Switch MSC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
James is coming like that. James is coming like that.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
So, to be honest, though, I haven't heard any of these new songs. The reality is, most of the time, if I'm listening to music, it's usually like when I'm working out or something.
So I have heard the songs.
Okay, yep.
But I saw the videos last week, kind of when they dropped. And I got to say, like Harry Styles, like be kind to people. I think that's the table of treat people with kindness.
Okay,
that sounds good. It's got this real black and white feel to it. It's really cool. Got like this Fred Astaire throwback. It's really cool. I think you'd like it. So whenever you get on to it, whether it's next week or 6 years from now, whenever that is, James, you'll like it. Now, The Weeknd's new stuff, that's weird. Like, I like The Weeknd.
I like The Weeknd as well. I feel like most of his stuff is pretty weird.
Let me just say, he's singing, and his face kind of looks different.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it looks different. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But he's singing to a crowd, and everyone's wearing masks, and they're just sitting there. What determines what makes you listen to a song or not listen to a song?
I mean, honestly, for me, I like music that is going to take me on a journey by telling some kind of story. You know, I want there to be a good, you know, musicality to it, all of those different things. But I like to be able to, through the lyrics, for them to take me on a journey. So like the band Journey.
Okay. All right. I don't know if anyone watching this is listening to the band Journey, but maybe you check it out. But I tell you what, then you would like Justin Bieber's new video, Anyone, because it's like, he basically does it to like Rocky. Like he's like Rocky and it's a
journey. You're talking about Rocky Balboa?
Rocky Balboa, but fantastic. Justin is Rocky and I think you'll enjoy that. So let's move on from music to movies and TV.
Yep.
So right now I'm kind of excited. I don't know when you're going to be watching this, but on, I believe, January 15th, WandaVision drops on Disney+. Are you an Avengers person? Are you excited for this? What's the deal? Let us know. Should you even watch this as a believer?
For me, I love all things Marvel.
Okay. Right?
Like all the Marvel movies, I've watched them.
They're from
times.
God. Would you say that?
Oh, wow.
Is that too far of a stretch?
That might be too far of a stretch.
Not
but
from
here,
God.
Here's what I believe. Everything we watch, everything we listen to influences us in some way.
Okay.
Now, for me, I love any story where heroes like are overcoming insurmountable odds. I love stories where there is somebody who is willing to sacrifice themselves for the greater good, because that is the heart of the gospel. That's exactly what Jesus did for all of us. And over again in these Marvel movies, whether you like them or not, there are these examples of these people who are choosing to do the hard right over the easy wrong. Captain America, the GOAT.
Okay, I mean, I was going to say like Black Panther or Iron Man, but okay, Captain America.
I mean, they're amazing
cool.
too. They're amazing too.
All right.
Don't get me wrong.
So let's just dive into a new movie that's out that's kind of controversial for, well, let's just go.
I already know what you're
Wonder Woman. Have you seen it?
So
what do you think?
I have not seen it.
Why not?
Well, the reason why I haven't seen it is because one of my buddies, he actually posted on his Instagram stories rating it a -1/10.
Wow.
Ooh. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I probably won't go see this. Now, don't get me wrong. The first Wonder Woman I thought was fantastic. It is, besides the Dark Knight trilogy, I think the first Wonder Woman is the best DC movie that's been made.
So I'm going to give a little bit of correction to the negative one.
Oh, okay.
Right. Wonder Woman sucked, okay? So I think sucked is below worse than negative one. I was so excited about it. It was dropping on Christmas. I had got HBO Max. I was ready to watch it. I was hyped. And here's the weird thing. I don't think anything would have stopped me from watching this movie, right? Like, but I watched it, and as I watched it, I felt like I was crying internally. right? But not like in a way because the movie was moving me, because I was just like, this is bad.
Like, it was like a cringe crack.
Like, oh my goodness, what is happening?
Yes.
Like, it was just, I don't even know what to say. I don't know, how'd you feel about it? It was bad. Here's the deal. If I were you, I would not watch it. Don't do that to yourself. Unless you like cringing, then go right ahead. Now, I'll tell you what I should have watched, okay? It's another movie. It's on Disney Plus. It's called Soul. Now, I did not watch it. I need to watch it. Have you watched it? How do you feel about it?
So for me, when I go to a Pixar movie, I'm looking for two things. Number one, I'm looking to have a great time.
Okay.
I want it to be enjoyable and fun. But then number two, I want it to tell a heartwarming story. And I think that's what the best Pixar movies always do. For me, Soul did the second thing really, really well, but not the first thing as well. So it was like a really great story. It had great characters. The animation was off the charts good, but it just wasn't as nearly as fun or funny as most Pixar movies, right? It had its great moments. And so the whole time I was watching it, I was like, man, this just doesn't feel like a Pixar movie. Now, I know a ton of people love it. I think it's worth watching. It's just one of those things where, because of what my expectations were, I think that's part of what made it not quite as enjoyable for me personally.
Okay. James, what I love about you is before you sound like you watch or listen to anything, you actually have a set of guidelines that you seem to follow that determines whether or not you should watch it or whether or not you enjoy it. Versus me, I saw Wonder Woman, was like, the first one was dope, I gotta watch the second one, and I forced myself through that second movie when I just should have stopped and been like, this is bad. But I didn't. So
all these movies and music that we're talking about, I think one of the things that does require us to have wisdom in is asking the question, all right, like, how are these movies and this music influencing us? Right? Is it making us more of the kind of person that can love others the same way that Jesus has loved us? And I think all of these movies and some of the songs that we've already talked about have really good elements.
Yeah.
But I think there are other elements where it requires a little bit of wisdom and discernment to be able to say, you know what, like, that part, probably not quite as good. Right? There's aspects of Soul that I think are really brilliant and really beautiful. There's other aspects of it that are like, yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm not going to hold on to that. I'm going to take the good and leave out the bad.
So it's almost like you're saying we should then use those filters to apply to future movies or music that we listen to.
Because I have conversations with people all the time who will tell me like, oh yeah, I listen to this music, but like it doesn't affect me. Or I watch these movies, but it doesn't affect me. Like Game of Thrones, yeah, I watch it. Like I don't skip the nudity, I just watch it. You know, like people will tell me that stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it doesn't affect me. And it's so crazy to me because it's like, nah, like everything influences us in some way. And that's why I try to have wisdom and discernment to say, look, I know that just about everything I watch, there's gonna be some things I agree with, and there's probably gonna be some things I disagree with. And so what I wanna be able to do is have the wisdom to say, all right, what's good about this? And how can I celebrate the good? And then how can I be aware of what might not be quite as good and put boundaries and intentionality and use wisdom to make sure that I'm being more influenced by the good than by the bad.
And that's what this show is all about, right? Is making sure that you're putting the right boundaries in for you, not because everyone's boundaries got to be different, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to disagree on some things, like probably this next topic I'm about to bring up, right? Like I don't know what side we're on, but we said most things aren't off limits. Storming of the Capitol. Do you need time to think about it?
At this point, I've had plenty of time to think about it.
Okay. Are you just going to dive right in?
So here's the thing. This is something that we could literally talk about for hours because there's so much to it.
We don't have hours for this.
Like, we don't have hours. And so here's what I would say. When it comes to anything and everything political, so often what I see people trying to do is convince everybody and themselves that Jesus would be on their side.
Ooh, that's...
And I wish that we would spend half as much energy trying to make sure that we are on Jesus' side.
Wow.
And so often, like literally, this is what I see people all the time. It's like, nah, let me tell you all the reasons Jesus would be a Republican. Or let me tell you all the reasons Jesus would be a Democrat. And it's like, y'all, please slow down, pause, open your Bible, look at the Gospels, look at the person of Jesus. And the more that you do, what you're going to discover is that the kingdom of God is way too big to fit into either this party or that party. That for us to intentionally follow Jesus faithfully in our world today, if we comfortably fit on either this side or that side, then I think that's a little bit of a cause for concern.
Yeah.
Because I think that there are good things on this side and that side. I think that there are bad things on this side and on that side. But I think that that's part of the wisdom and discernment required for us to live faithfully as followers of Jesus today.
That's good.
To be able to recognize that all things political, they're messy, they're broken, they're they make people do really, really ugly things. But we engage as followers of Jesus. Why? Because politics affect people. And we have been called by our God to love and serve people.
I tell you what, for me, James, that was crazy. Right? Yeah. Like that was insane. That was something that I thought I would never see in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't even have the words back then. It's been a few days since then, right, like how to process it. And it was just strange how that happened, but the entire world seemed to be just watching the U.S. response, and all we did was beat each other up.
Dude.
Right? And it's to a point that people spoke before they actually had a chance to process their emotions and their feelings. And it was like, I feel like I'm still processing emotions. I feel like I'm still processing feelings. I feel like the way things were handled just seemed way off to me.
Right.
But like, I didn't feel like I could shout that from the rafters, not because my feelings were wrong or not right, but like, I was still processing. And I thought I'd always learned from mentors and people in my life that you shouldn't just start screaming, right? Like when you're still trying to figure, right. things out, right? Even if you know you're right. And so I think you should know that it's okay to be processing your emotions and feelings, and that like overnight, you don't have to come up with this instant answer of like, this is exactly how I feel and this is exactly what I want to say. Yep. I will say this, that was crazy.
Yep.
Never thought I'd see that. That was wrong. I can't believe that happened. And to me, the response seemed off, but I speak for myself. I don't speak for an entire organization, but I'm just saying that was weird.
What I think is so tempting about social media is we all have this platform where we can shout our opinions in a split second.
Right.
And I think that there are really important conversations that need to be had about what happened, about how people carried themselves, about how Christians responded to it. And I think that some of those conversations are probably best had face-to-face in person rather than being shouted through our social media platforms. Because, man, it's really, really hard to treat somebody as a human being made in the image of God when all I see is a tiny little picture or whatever their username is.
It's got to be okay to be able to process our emotions, that God understands
100%.
Where we're at. He understands why we feel these hurts. He understands why we feel those pains.
Yes.
And just because someone else doesn't feel your hurt and pain doesn't mean your hurt and pain isn't real.
Come on.
And it doesn't mean that God's not walking through you with it.
Yep.
Now, how you process it and how you walk through it with God are going to be different for each and every single person.
Right.
But just know, never take your hurt and your pains for granted. Like, never think that God doesn't feel your hurt and your pain. Let's hop into something I saw on YouTube the other day.
Yep.
Mr. Beast. Are you familiar with Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Dude's crazy. Does the wildest things.
100%.
So this is what he did. He bought out 5 stores. Have you seen this yet?
I saw it pop up. I didn't watch the video, but I saw like that it happened.
Okay, so he first buys out like a clothing ski shop, right?
Okay.
Right, but donates all the jackets. It's like $85,000 worth of stuff, right? Then he buys out a GameStop. Like the receipt's a mile long.
Yep.
And then he takes in his crew and they box all the stuff up and they give it to a Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
Right, like it's insane. Then next he buys out a car dealership. Like, it's not like the world's largest car dealership. I think it's got like 20 cars on it. And as people show up, they're like, hey, what kind of car are you looking for? And they just give them the car. Then he buys out, you know, like a Played Again Sports, like they sell sporting equipment that's new and used.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right? He buys out one of those, but he calls in local coaches from like neighborhoods that don't necessarily have as much stuff and tells them just to come get as much as they can.
Yeah.
So they're getting like football pads, because they haven't had football pads in 10 years.
Right.
Right, like, which is insane and crazy. And then finally, he goes in to buy out an entire grocery store. But after getting halfway through, him and the manager discuss it, and they think it would be best for the community if they don't buy out the entire grocery store.
Right,
so he just buys out half. He just buys out half.
Yeah, yeah.
And he lets us know that, hey, here's the deal. The trucks are coming back to resupply in the morning, but he's taking all the food because, as you know, he's real philanthropist. I said that wrong.
I don't know what you were trying to say.
Philanthropist.
Bam! He is a philanthropist.
Yes, there he is. And he's into giving stuff away. So he actually has a food pantry. So he took 8 U-Hauls full of food.
My goodness.
And is giving away to his food pantry.
Yeah.
So I think that's really dope. It's really cool that he did all of that.
The first question that I always ask when it comes to a Mr. Beast video is, where does he get the money to buy all of these things?
Well, some videos are sponsored, right? So some videos are sponsored. This video, he says, was not sponsored.
That's what I'm trying to
figure out. So he spent like $600,000 of his own money. I mean, it's probably a really good write-off.
Second question is, I love the fact that he is making being generous cool. You know, right. like that's literally what he's doing in some of these videos, and I think it's fantastic. I think that the more that we can have people of influence who are showing, hey, like being good to others is a really good thing to do, is fantastic. Like he models irrational generosity in some of these videos, right? Like, right. I don't know the guy personally, so I don't know a ton about him, but man, like some of those videos, I'll watch them and I'm first thinking, this is insane. And secondly, I'm thinking, man, I love that there's somebody out there who's taking what they have and using it for the good of others.
Right. I think it's a great representation that how we should be as people, that we should be 100%. Irrational, generous with it, and that we should take our opportunities to better serve those that are in need, yep. that need help, and wherever we Absolutely. See a need, because those passions that God has put inside of us, right, he's also given us the gifts to do something about it. Yep. So,
100%.
Man, I think we've talked about a lot today.
Yep.
Right? We want to thank y'all for watching. We think you should tune in, subscribe, like, comment. What would you like us to talk about? What questions would you like us to answer? You guys help us grow this show because we want it to be about you. Yep. James, anything you want to add? Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, we're excited to get to be a part of this, and we're going to keep coming back talking about the things that are happening in the world. And so if there's specific things you want us to talk about, like Vince said, make sure you comment down below.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Peace.
See you.